So it's pretty ironic that I'm doing this story because Wednesday I worked a 20-hour day covering the Gulf oil spill. But it turns out there are lots of moms like me.
Hello.
Good morning. Can we say hi?
It's 6:30 in the morning in Helena, and Jennifer Kelly has already been up for hours with her baby.
Our day started, Ava Claire started our day off at 4:45 this morning. Say, I woke up and I was ready to eat. And then Davis woke up shortly after at 5.
Two-year-old Davis is dressed and just needs help buckling his sandals.
Mama, toys.
Oh, what color are your shoes?
Then it's off to school for the kids and work for mom. Kelly works 12-hour days and is on call most nights and weekends. A study from the Sloan Work and Family Research Institute finds that more women are working extra long shifts and nights, and those night workers report getting on average 45 minutes less sleep than daytime workers. Kelly says she gets just 4 hours of sleep a night.
But it's not to a point where I feel like I can't function. I just don't think my body requires much of it.
In America, we really undermine the value of sleep. We can probably blame it on Benjamin Franklin, early to rise.
Mary Umloff is a sleep researcher at the University of Alabama.
I've always read that, you can get an extra hour of productivity by simply getting up earlier. What that does is you just shave off what is actually physiologically required for you.
A study released this week in the journal Sleep examines the sleep patterns of more than 1 million people around the world. Researchers found that people who get less than 6 hours of sleep a night are 12% more likely to die prematurely. And short of death, there's a whole host of other problems, says Mary Umloff.
Lack of sleep is statistically associated with cancer, obesity, any number of chronic health issues which are really plaguing our society.
Umloff says most people need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Jennifer Kelly, the mom we heard from earlier, she knows this way too well. She's the nurse manager of the mother-baby unit at UAB's new Women and Infants Center.
So in here we've got little babies in here that we are watching because mom is getting some rest or maybe wanted to go outside for a walk or have a shower.
Kelly says she tells new moms to get as much sleep as they can, but she admits she doesn't really take her own advice. Me either. So kids, I have just one request this Mother's Day. I love breakfast in bed, but please, not before 9 a.m. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.